Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hump Day Edition. Yeah, I see the little smirk on your face when I say Hump Day. Of the BTN News Show, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 11th of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. 4K fans in the UK, get ready, because Virgin Media is about to launch its first 4K set-top box. Virgin Media said in its first quarter financial report that as part of enhancements to its UK offering, it's preparing to launch a new set-top box platform that will feature Ultra HD broadcasts. Now, if 4K ain't your thing, well, the company also said they'll be updating their existing TiVo set-top boxes to make the menus a little slicker and more picture-based, which is probably a good idea, because let's face it, the TiVo boxes right now, yeah, they're starting to show their age, aren't they? But as far as 4K box goes, I know you're thinking, okay, what the heck am I going to watch on it? Because unlike Sky's and BT's next generation set-top boxes that have 4K, they actually have 4K content for that. Virgin Media, no, they don't. But according to Virgin Media, they say, do not worry. It is reported that they're exploring a return to TV production to bring you that 4K glory. Apple's bank account may be about to take a little bit of a hit, about a $2.8 billion hit, thanks to a patent lawsuit for VoIP technology. Yes, the folks over there at VoIP Pal have announced that they have filed a lawsuit against Apple in U.S. District Court in Las Vegas. And they're seeking about $2.8 billion in damages for alleged infringement on its patented internet communication technologies. So where does Apple fall into this? Well, FaceTime is one, iMessage is another, and that's sprawled out on iPhones, iPads, and iMacs, hence the billion-dollar figure there. Strange thing about this lawsuit was actually initiated on February 9th of this year, but the company just decided, oh yeah, why don't we go ahead and do that yesterday. Emeril Malik, the CEO of VoIP Pal, said that they're confident that the goodwill on both sides will result in a favorable outcome for both parties involved. Now, Emil, we're talking about Apple here. Expect a fight. You've asked for an Edge browser owners on Windows Mobile, and now you're gonna get it. Microsoft is bringing Edge browser extensions to mobile, finally. Now, this is a complete turnaround from what Microsoft said before in their Build conference of 2015. They asked, are we gonna see it in mobile, those extensions? And they said, no. It's gonna give a crappy web experience, and we ain't gonna do it. But apparently that's all water under the bridge now, because Microsoft is saying, yeah, okay, we're gonna go ahead and give it to you. Although it's unclear how soon we're gonna see these things. As with all things Microsoft, they haven't provided any update when we will. But if it is any indication, remember, we had to wait for about a year for it to come to the desktop. Might take another year for it to come to mobile. Fingers crossed it doesn't. And finally, what's more 80s than laser tag? Here, come on, you remember laser tag, don't you? How would you like to relive that feeling, say, I don't know, with your iPhone? No, I'm not making this crap up. A newly published document actually revealed that Apple has considered an invention that would allow iPhone customers to use their handsets for a quick game of laser tag. Pew! Now, of course, it would use the iPhone's accelerometer and use Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and cellular capabilities. Plus, Apple's indoor mapping tools to set a multiplayer game in which players can compete against one another. Sounds kind of cool, doesn't it? Now again, this is just a patent and it doesn't really exist yet. The most astonishing thing about it, though, is actually coming from Apple and they're actually considering it. That's what they do around the office when they ain't got anything going on. You got Tim over there in the corner. I'm gonna get you. Pew, pew, pew. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out all the BTN podcasts. You can do that at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also find all their shows on iTunes as well. Wherever you find them, please get subscribed to them all. You're going to love them all. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get your butt on over into our BTN Slack room, britishtech.slack.com. Great tech community over there. Lots of fun to be had. And speaking of fun to be had, don't forget, we got the British Tech Bash coming up July 23rd, 22nd of July is the Curry Night. Get your tickets right now. Get on over to britishtechnetwork.com/bash tickets. Get them while they're hot, because they are going quick. As for the news show, of course, we will be back for your late Thursday installment. Yeah, sorry. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day with a smile. And thank you very much for listening.